Just allow yourself, bring yourself consciously, awarenessly, lovingly, bring your awareness into that energy of family, of togetherness, of this collectiveness that we are sharing here in this opening first meeting of our journey together in Lemuria as family, as human souls that made a decision, conscious decision, to come and be here, exactly 33 of us together. With the guidance of Lee and Monica, and of course Kryon, and multitude of beings. But in the core of it, you gave permission, you made an intention, you made a conscious choice to be here, whether you fully know it or not, or maybe it will reveal yourself to yourself as you go on this journey the days to come, by whispers, by messages, by revelations, by feelings and energies, and rememberness of your Lemurian time here, remembering again where you come from that Lemurian family that been seeded from star family, and that is now in these times of so many great changes on our beautiful planet, where there is battle between dark and light. There is a reason for us, just this small group here, doing inner work, personal work for yourself, for your soul, but also collectively, we imprint, we're contributing, bringing something that may elevate, like other groups, other light workers on the planet that doing other works in other places, but right now we're together for these days and bringing another collective energy that will help shift humanity more into the light, bring more awareness, bring more compassion, bring in more of the divinity, the kindness and the appreciation and the remembrance of the wisdom of ancestors in our long lineage all the way from the stars. Breathe. And as it was mentioned before several times in the talk, it is the allowance, allowing yourself consciously to bring your awareness into your being from your light, from your divinity, from your soul, from your magnificence, and all that you are and more, into this present moment, opening your heart, opening into your multidimensionality, your multidimensional vehicle of light, your Merkaba. You are in a beautiful, sacred area of the Alihi. You are surrounded by ancient Hawaiian living history, and also the unseen history of their ancestors, of the Lemurians and the Pleiadians that taught them, that been here for thousands of years and are still existing and living here in a multi-dimensional way. So the more we open our senses, our awareness, our energies, our frequencies and resonance and light and language beyond the physical senses, the more you allow yourself to receive messages, not even the other side, but from within you, from the collective. Breathe and allow yourself to feel yourself even more, loving yourself from your soul, from your divinity even more, even more.
And so I would like to invite again the energy of Kahuna Kale. In this chant she calls Na Ali'i, which speaks of how our high chiefs and chiefesses, they are long gone, but their descendants live on. You too are a descendant, and you are right here, right now, the living expression of all the descendants that have come before you. You represent all that is in your lineage. You are here for a very special purpose. For your awakening changes generations to come.
Na ali'i, na ali'i mai, na kupu na mai, e pa'aina o lelo kaulana e hele a moi ke ala. Hu vale a e na ho'o mana o ana no na ali'i kaulana. Ua pau ua halalako a koe no na pua. Ua pau ua halalako a koe no na pua. Aloha nā, aha hui o nā, ali'i nā, li'i mai nā, kupuna mai. E pa'a i nā, o lelo kaulana e helea mō i ke ala. Hu vale a e nā, ho'o mana o ana no nā, ali'i kaulana. Ua pau ua halalakou, a koe no nā pua. Ua pau ua halalakou, a koe no nā pua. Aloha nā, aha hui o nā, ali'i nā, li'i mai nā, kupuna mai. E pa'a i nā, o lelo kaulana e hele a moe i ke ala. Hu vale a e nā, ho'o mana o ana no nā, ali'i kaulana. Ua pau ua halalakou, a koe no nā pua. Ua pau ua halalakou, a koe no nā pua.
And as you breathe into the resonance that has been brought in and invoked into this room, you are reminded that you carry within you the seeds of divinity. You carry within you wisdom, knowledge, compassion, Akashic memories of core spiritual truths, of high consciousness. And in your allowance, there is a blossoming. Those seeds are watered and they bloom. And the fruit you bear changes everything.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I come to you featuring a wave of love, permission from the ancestors to speak clearly, sweetly, truthfully. This is the first meeting of a group who have come to that which is the big island of Hawaii. I'm speaking specifically to that group. However, there are others listening. This is for you as well. For the truth is the truth. It doesn't necessarily be sequestered to anyone or any group or any individual. The truth is far larger than most would wish to believe it. It is inclusive, not exclusive, to all humanity. And it's beautiful. We speak of catching the ball. That is an allowance that we ask humanity to have, to catch perhaps the metaphorical ball that an angel might throw to you that would contain solutions and peace, beauty. Life itself. And so I speak to all of you, but specifically the group before me. There is a story my partner tells of the shaman in Peru standing on the hill with the students in front of him asking to learn more. And he bends down and picks up some dirt and puts it on his lips. And the students say, "Well, Master Shaman, why would you do such a thing?" And he said, "Because my ancestors are in the dirt." And what he means is physical. That all those that preceded him where he stood, no matter where they died, no matter where they were placed, buried, or burned, become part of Gaia again. And that Gaia, along with that which is the human soul, are multidimensional. And that in every single part of the dirt of where he stood, were all of the wisdom of the ancestors. And so as he puts the dirt to his lips, he can then speak the truth and speak with more authority. And although he did not say it, you could see it in his eyes that someday he would be in the dirt with them. Although this sounds like a quaint indigenous custom, it is the grandest truth I could give you today. Far beyond what you've been told or what you think, there is a system who knows you. We have told you before that at some level you are your own ancestors, and if some of you feel you were ever here a long time ago, you can meet yourself in the dirt anytime you want. But more than that, the island that you are on, the master island, the big one, represents a very powerful energy. An energy sometimes it will take control and knock you over if you're not careful, but that loves you just the same. The Polynesians, which became Hawaiians, felt that energy and developed that which they worshipped around it. They didn't make up their gods, they felt them in the dirt. God of Lono, peace, beauty, fertility, love. They had others as well, which represented the duality of war, but the one that they related to most of all was Lono. In the dirt around you on this island that you can find when you're not walking on lava, there is something very special I want you to consider for a moment. We told you who was here. We told you that the island's sunk to this point, but not completely. This is a piece of Lemuria, ancient piece. Those who were the teachers from the stars walked on the top of the mountains. What do you think might be in the dirt? If you so wish to touch the sand or the dirt in the same way the shaman did, it is your choice. But it's the action of intent which is seen more than anything else. I have a request. And it's a request for all those listening, not just for those in the room. And the request is this: that before you go to sleep tonight, if you choose to change your life, you might utter these words: Dear Spirit, I love you. Dear Spirit, I give allowance for change. Dear Spirit, I give allowance for change. Dear Spirit, I give allowance for change. Show me what I don't know. And do it in a fashion that I'll understand, that's clear to me, that's beautiful to me. Dear Spirit, I'm willing to catch the ball that's thrown by any angel anywhere on this planet to me. Dear Spirit, I give permission for what I don't know. And if you will do that, dear ones, and mean it, with an intent which is pure, it starts the process of change for you. The things that you have asked for and couldn't find are there in those statements. The things you may have worked on all your life that you wish you could conquer are in those words. And you don't have to know what's coming. And that's the beauty of the love for you. That there was a creator who loves your soul so much that they would be ready for that statement perhaps all your life. Dear Spirit, show me what I don't know. I give permission to start. And then relax and wait for that which may come at a synchronistic time that may not be quick or might be. But you'll receive signs of things happening and synchronicities that say to you, we heard you. We heard you. We heard you. I would not give these things if they were not so, using energy and processes that are available to every human being, but which have not been taught until now. Use that powerful soul self that you have, that is loved beyond measure, to start creating the change you've asked for. And that's why you might be listening to this right now. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.